is a good God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy One. Hallelujah.
That the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him.
And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will rise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose, and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called the son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Here in the portion of God, holy word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the topic tonight, before I go on my way to work, I remember this is my usual routine. Whenever I'm in my car, my music is low, extremely low. And I worship. I pray in the morning while going to Niger. Anyone who understands that route, Niger, it's a road that's winding up and down, and going over, the valley down, it is going around. And I prayed, and I worshiped, and I cried. And while I was worshiping, I heard the voice of God said something to me. And I reflect, because most of the time while I'm praying, I always reflect on the messages that Pastor bringing to us. The food that he has given unto us, so that we can feed upon, that we can fill our stomach, so that we can live on, so we can grow, we can get strength to go on. And I said, God, and I started, my mind gone into a different realm. I said, God. And what God was saying to me, I said, is this real, God? Is this message also for me? And I take it, this message is also for me. Because any messages that the man of God bring forth from the pulpit, that message also is message. And you will sit here, is your message. That's why you are here. If you were not here, it would not be your message, because you were not here. So I'm going to. He said, I said, speak, Lord, and the Lord speak unto me. Amen. He said, I'm going to go right back to Luke before I go anywhere. He said, Jesus was speaking, and he was speaking to the publican and sinners. And he clearly spake about a man who has two sons. Two sons. This man, I could consider, was a wealthy man. He was a good father, a very good father, role model, father. And he was doing so well, but his son had another plan. But one day his son said, Father, can you give me my portion so that I can go on my own, follow the saints of God? All right. He asked his father to give him his portion so he can go on his own. A big man, I would say, oh, you become the age. I want to leave. I want to leave home. So I can go on my own. I just imagine what went through the father's mind. Because here my son is here working with me, doing good. I wonder, why would he want to leave? I have given him everything. We are rich. Why would he leave?
Only God.
Only God knows. The father gave to him all that he had, that was for him. You understand? The son collected and the son departed. Just imagine. I collect everything. I'm happy. God, my father gave me everything. So I run off. I said, wow, I can go, I can do everything on my own because I have it all now. I can go. I can go. He said, I am free. Many children today would say, I am free. Look at the children, child face a while away, smile. Waiting to, for that age to leave my parents' house. I'm waiting to become 18 to leave my mother and father house because I want to be free. No rules, I'm free. So, this clearly pointed to us in our Christian walk. We were walking with Christ. We get comfortable. Now, so watch this. We get comfortable. We were with Christ. We think we have it all because God has blessed us with so much. We have been through so much things in our life. For example, you want your bills to pay, you cry, Abba Father. He's a provider, He provides. Amen. You were sick, you cry out, the healer heal you. Okay. We can go on and on. And God worked miraculous things in your life. Amen. He was there for you. So, as I said, we get comfortable inside. We want to leave out of that realm. We all belong to Jesus. We all belong to Jesus.
Amen.
And the topic, if I really said it, it's come home. That's the topic for tonight. It's come home.
Amen.
So, we get comfortable. We think we have it all. We know it all. We are our own man and woman, so we can go on our own. We don't need Jesus, so we go on our own. So we think we have it all.
Right.
God, as I said, God has blessed us in such a way we think we can manage without Him. As I said, He healed us. He granted us so many blessings. Sometimes these blessings overflows. You're so confused. You say, what? Apply for a job, I get it. I passed my exam, I didn't study, but I made it through. The exam was hard, but I get to see, I made it through. You understand? You made it. The mortgage you pay, somebody called up. Call it, and you get the money the mortgage paid. You make some violent slip of the hand. God turned it for you. Right. In the twinkling of an eye, you was there. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the song wonder far, far, far from home. It said far. And if we understand, far is not from here to Castleton or from here to Schenectady. It's far where Davina is or where your son is. Far, Washington, wherever. Way on the other side. Or probably you left this country, you gone to another state. Gone to another country, far he wandered out. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he went there. He has money. I can buy anything I want. I can do all that I want. I have it all. So he started to do all the things that is bad. So he started to party. He started to do reveling. He started to have a lot of friends. Who knows when you have money? You have a lot of friends. This boy was, I'm just going to just say that apparently he's about 18 to 25. So he was young, so he was doing all this stuff, so everybody wanted to be with that guy. He was popular because he's flashing the money. And he knew his things. You understand? He went and he do all that he think was right in his own sight. In his own mind, he was getting caught up, and he continued telling his things. And then he had fun, party, yes. He had a lot of friends because money wasn't the problem. So he spent, and he spent, and he spent. Don't this sound familiar to you? It sounds familiar. Okay. Don't this situation that the son caught himself in, he thought, well, I have it covered, but didn't know that. The more he spent, the more the money decreased. The more he spent, the more the money decreased. And the money takes its time, and it's going down, and it goes down, and it goes down. We wander far from Jesus, just like this child. We do wander from Jesus. Right now, we are wandering from Jesus. A lot of us think that, yes, we can do it all, and we slide home. We were Christian, We're in church, jumping, shouting, hallelujah, the pastor said. Are we doing it for a show? Are we doing it to please someone? Are we pleasing man and not God? You understand what? I'm here to tell you tonight that the prodigal son thought he had it all. So he won the offer. The one who made us was God, and God formed us into his own image. Thinking you can fool God, you're only fooling yourself. We can't do nothing on our own. So you wake up this morning, you go in the bathroom, you shower, you make breakfast, you go to work, you're back, you're here, and you think you do it all on your own. Come on! There is a God, the one who sits high, the one who looks low, the one who said, I form you from the dust of the earth, I bloom in your master, the breath of life. Here you are. Because of God, you live. And that's what God is saying. You understand? We started to do the things of the world. So we are in church and we get caught up doing the things of the world. We do party, we come to church. We argue, we come to church. We play the other thing, what is it? Big six or the lotto. And you know, if God would just show it in the sky, that television screen in the sky of all those Christians in the line playing the lotto. You understand? We think we can hide, but we cannot. Because God hears and he sees everything. And that's what the man of God has been saying to us. God sees everything. So if we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is in Galatians 5:16. But we drift into the world of flesh and we do the things of the flesh. Wake up, saints of God. Wake up. God is calling you to come home. Home is the place that we live permanently. Home is the place that we want to go after home. Everybody dying to go home. You dying to go home after church. You're at work, you dying to go home. Everybody dying to go home. It's comfortable. But in Jesus, that's the magic. Sweet rest. That's our home. He said, come home. What do you mean? Come to Jesus. He's calling. He's calling you. Come to me. Come to me. Come to Jesus. As I go back, he said, the son started to lose it. Hallelujah. All the fun coming to an end. So I will put money done. Money finished. We're not going to say bankrupt. You understand? See, no money. Doesn't matter. Wait a minute. Sometimes we have no money. That's a feeling. He has no money. So he need help. He need help. Hallelujah, Jesus. The phone coming and it's done. I will put it. Finish. Friend leaving. He is in trouble. Mind started to get confused. Hallelujah, Jesus. How can I survive? How can I move from here to here? Look at me. Just imagine his clothes probably started to get tattered. His boots probably started to wear down. You understand? He started to smell. He started to feel uncomfortable. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he's seeking, where can I find a rest? Where can I find somewhere in the state of mind that the son is in? He is in a confused mind. When you're not walking in the spirit and you walk in the flesh, we are in a confused state of mind. Because anything we do in the flesh, if somebody said, you're going to attack because you are in the flesh. But when you walk in the spirit, when you do things in the spirit, instead of soft answer, turn it away wrong. So you will humble yourself. Come to Jesus. Come home, my friend. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has been so good. Amen. Hallelujah. So he started to look for help. So he looked all over. But because God knows what he wants. God is the one who gave us tell him about this parable. God alone, that someone was there. He always does. He always puts someone in, you know, right in our lane, we call it in our lane, our neighbors, our friends, our family, someone there to help you. So God put someone there to help him. I think so we gave him a job to do. We always, when we're in want and don't ask God on our side, this will happen to us. When we are in want and God is not on our side, anything that you get, you're going to play with it. Going to get it. No choice how you walk in it. Amen? Not in the spirit.
Jesus.
We complain, where is God? Where is God? God is right here. He's always said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if you look north, God is there. If you look south, God is there. Right now, you are all God there. God is a splitting image of God. Everything that I see is God. God is right there. So he said, come home. So he got the job. And he take the job. And he started to feel, okay, I am good now. And then what had happened? Famine in the land. Hallelujah. I could see it as natural disaster. I could see the storm. We didn't plan for it. We didn't expect what is happening now to be happening. As the elder prayed, he said, God is coming again.
Amen.
Because things started to change, things unfamiliar.
Amen.
Because we used to it a particular way. But the moment it changes, we started to wonder, but you have a spiritual eye, look.
Amen.
Look. Look, how God is calling. When we are too complacent in Zion, we don't worship as we used to. We allow ourselves to get distracted too easily. All these times the Master, Comforter, the Master, the great physician, is calling you. He said, child, come home. But what do? We idle. We come to church, the message preached. We get it. It's like we call it homework. You go to school, you get homework. And what we do with homework? You go home, you do homework. We get exam, we have exam, study to pass. So the elder preach, God give his word, but what we do?
Amen.
We sit here, we don't take it, we don't run with it. We sit here, we leave it. We come up, we take it up. Every time we take it up. We leave. We take it up. God is calling. He's watching. He is watching. The great physician is calling you to come home. But we are too busy doing things in our own. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are walking in the flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. You understand? He said, the son, he take the job because he wants help. But while doing this job, he gets so hungry. So he started to do what? Food is there. Eat what doesn't belong to him. It's for the swine. Bible said, no one gave it to him, but he eat. But God is good. God allows us sometimes to go through something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God allows us to go through something sometime in our life just to get our attention. He allowed us to bump in the wall. He allowed us to go through the colors. He allowed us sometimes to be sick. Hallelujah, Jesus, so that he can get our attention. He's calling, he's knocking on our door. But what we do, we keep closing the door on Jesus. But tonight I'm telling you, say, come to Jesus. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I believe after he eat, his belly was full. So, yes, you feel comfortable, belly full. You were hungry, you eat something, belly full. I remember he said, okay, the food don't taste good, but you're hungry. When you eat it, you're not to be tasted. A friend of mine would say, when you're hungry, you don't eat for taste. You eat. the fullness come up.
Amen.
So just imagine, the food was fine, wasn't good for consumption, but he did eat benefit. So he was comfortable. So his mind started to play with him. That's how God works. When we are, most of the time when we eat, especially for those who work, we have a little thing in Jamaica that we call it, you call it niggeritis. Is that after you eat, you wanted to sleep. So you fell in that little chance. So just imagine, when he was so comfortable, he relaxed in the sun, wherever he was, and he relaxed. So the mind started to play. And God started to, in the mind, and it cast back his memories, and he started to find who he is. He started to find his identity. Who am I? Who am I? Am I a child of God? Who am I? My father is a rich.
Amen.
Just like me. My father is rich.
Yes.
My father is a millionaire. Should I want? I shall not want. So he reflected all that he had left back home. And he was dying for hunger. Why should I be here dying for hunger? Why should I be living in the squalor? Why should I be living here while my father has a 10-room mansion? While my father has it all? Why should we be here not getting ready to go home when he said he's going to prepare a place for us?
Amen.
He said it.
Amen.
But yet we are here dying for hunger. We are here living in squalor. Check yourself. Get out of this flesh. Get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Say, if we look back, what the Lord has done for us, just look back. Cast your mind back. Let's cast your mind back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done for us. Everybody sits in here and have a testimony. Everybody here should have a praise. Everybody here should be jumping on their feet and just giving God a praise because of what God has been doing for you. Everybody should be shouting when the praise team is singing, when the minister is ministering, when his praise team. We should be lifting this room. We should be one accord. We should be saying, hallelujah! Hallelujah! People should be free! Hallelujah! All those who are sick should be healed! That's how powerful God is. That's the God I serve. But we need to do it in one accord. The pastor said unity. We need that unity. Come, oh my friend. Hallelujah. Jesus gave himself for us. Let's look at it. Hallelujah. When he died on the cross, that was pure love. The scripture clearly puts it in John 15:30. Greater love has he than this, that a man may lay down. Hallelujah. You said it. Jesus loved that because he cares and he loves us. He cares. He cares. If he didn't care, would he be here today? He would be sitting. He would be calling you. Right now, if you listen with that listening ears, if you listen with your eyes, if you just listen, right now he's tapping on someone's heart. Right now he's tapping up in someone's mind. He's telling, come home. Come home. Come home. The son looked deep into what he has done. I believe he prayed. And I believe he cried over the situation. And no doubt he repented. And you know why I know he repented? Because this is what he said, I have sinned against heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus, I'm in the sight. And no more worthy to be called your son. The son did went home. He did. So what happened to us? Come home. We need to come home. You understand, my friend? We can be forgiven too. We're going through a situation. We're not perfect here. We have our issues, we have our problems, just like prodigal son. We left home, we left out of the arms of God. We were baptized, we filled with the Holy Ghost. We expect to be running down the highway, being that we are holy. We expect things to be happening this way and that way. But my friend, God is saying to you, he will forgive. find new things. Hallelujah. If God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, if God was like some of us, hallelujah, would have died a long time ago. If God would just tap us on our shoulders, hallelujah, and met us on the road like he met Paul in Damascus Road. Oh God, we have put a happen to us. Oh, when we are down on our knees, we need to cry out, Abba Father, have mercy upon me, Jesus. And I'm not worthy to be called your Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling. Hallelujah. Our way and not God's ways. That's the way. We think that we are doing it in our way. But I'm telling you, we need to start to do things in God's ways. I'm going to tell you, when you leave your house, pray. When you fast and pray. You get a letter, pray. You get food, pray. You anything you get, somebody call it, pray. You see something on the road, pray. Somebody trying to cut in front of you, pray. And all my praying is getting and say, thank you, Jesus. That's all it takes. Don't give it all. That's what he desires. Don't take it for granted. We're not perfect. He knows. That's why he's hearing us. That's why we're getting these messages so that we can become as pure gold. Hallelujah, Jesus. In John 1 verse 9, it said, if we confess our sin, God will fulfill faithfully and just and will forgive us of our sin and purify us from all. It never said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It said all. A-L-M. Everything. Everything. Everything he will forgive us. If we look back at all the messages that and the camp, our pastor, my father, the church father, the one who prayed for us, the one who's there for us all the time on his knees when we're sleeping, the one if you have a problem and you say, Daddy, you'll be there in a jiffy. I know, I can tell you, you know too, you can tell me, he's always there for you. God has been giving it word upon word, messages upon messages, and we sit here and we laugh, and when we come we don't want to jump up, we don't want to shout hallelujah, we get caught up in our own self, we are so old. He said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He never expect you to be sitting down in church and the praise team singing hallelujah and singing. The theme for this year is saying what? What's the theme, sir? What's the theme? That means I can do all things through Christ. That's what it actually means to me. I can do all things through him. Everything you pray. I said to my wife, before we do anything, before we have a conversation now, we are going to pray. You know what that means? So that the flesh doesn't come in. God, the devil wants to come in. So when we pray, we close the door on him. So every time you open the door, he slips in. He laughs. He said, ha ha ha. Jesus. So, saints of God, you're hearing the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, say, the word of God is pure as silver tried in furnace as the earth purified 7 times.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't take it for a joke. It's the true word. The word of life. As I remember, I said to someone, speak life into someone. Speak life into your children. Come home, that is what God. Don't speak life in them. They are good. They are going to be the best. Don't curse. Don't put them down. Because the word of God is life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can't say you don't hear the word tonight. Oh, you haven't been hearing the messages that come. I have a book. I write down the topic. I write down some something. Sometimes it pains me, sometimes I cry. I'm a crier. So no, no. I love to cry. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I love to cry. Because I know who am I. I know me. You don't know me. I know me. God knows me. So I cried out to my Father. I said, God, have mercy upon me. Blot out all my iniquities. I said, create in me, God, a clean heart. Hallelujah. And renew a right spirit. Hallelujah in me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus before it's too late. Be like the prodigal son. Yes, he left home, but he comes to his senses and he returned back home. So Jesus is calling you, my friend, tonight. He said, come home to me. Come home, just God, in whatever you do. Come to Jesus, and you will have peace of mind, and you will be happy. Hallelujah. One songwriter wrote it. He said, softly and tenderly. He said, Jesus, hallelujah, is calling. Hallelujah. Jesus is what? He's calling. He's calling for you and for me. Hallelujah. See, the portal is waiting and he's watching. So don't believe that Jesus does sit down, turn your back, and he said, you do what you want to do when you come in church. God is watching. When I was a youth, I'm going to be frank. When I was small, and we come in church, and if you messed up, somebody in here knows. The Holy Ghost does reveal it. So if you mess up, you can't come here to sing. You can't come here to sing. What happened to the church? You can't sing. You will never sing. And if you go here to sing, the Holy Ghost take you down. Somebody will just take you down. And you wonder what's happening. What is happening? Why don't you pop God? We need to go back to that place. We need to go back to that state of mind. We need to go back where we have holiness on, oh Lord. And if anything, I watch for son. Hallelujah. We need to let God grow in our life. We need to let the word of God resonate in our life. We need to let God do it all about. Give God a chance. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Psalm said he's waiting and he's watching. He said, come on. Is calling. My God is calling. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, you stop it now. month after month, you have heard the testimonies. Hallelujah, God has done miraculous things for us. Hallelujah, I do have testimony too. Hallelujah, God has been doing it for you for a very long time now. God has been doing it, and he's doing it right at this moment. He said to tell you, you need to come home before it's too late. You need to get it right before it's too late. Because one of these days, he shall return. He shall come again. And when he comes back, my child, he will get the partner from me. I know you not. Hallelujah. So come home. Jesus. Come to Jesus. Cannot say, you have never heard. All the problems, he knows. As I said before, he heard you when you pray. He know what you're going through. You just need to trust him. Yeah. And just as though you trust him for the other thing, and the other thing, and the other thing, you need to trust him for this thing. You need to trust him for the things that is weighing you. As the pastor said, there is something that is running you down. You need to run away from it. And then Jesus said, come home. So if you sit there and you don't come home, only you to be there. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah.